Communion is about remembering Christ. When I remember Christ, I think of the great sacrifice he made. I think it is important to understand that Jesus volunteered for the job. He was not a victim. Jesus said in John 10:17, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." Jesus also said in John 15:13, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends."
He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are your grace, we are saved, we are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sin. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed. By his wounds, by his wounds, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
1 Corinthians 11:23-24, Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Corinthians 11:25, "In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'"